Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, everyone. This is Antonio, and I'm here with Ellie. We're both from Onis, an ACS company, and today we will be talking about effective communication. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Hi, Antonio. I'm good, and you?
Fine. Thank you. What do you think about this topic? Do you think it's interesting? Do you think it's important for the company?
Definitely. I think that this is a really interesting topic, first of all, and I think that it's core to a company to have effective communication, not only within the company, but also as a reflection on the outside to clients.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly about that, you know. I think it also helps to make the culture with the company better. And as you said before, this will be reflected also with external people like candidates and clients. And I think it's very important because it's like a way that you're presenting to the world outside, but also with the world between we're building, you know? What else do you think is important about this? I mean, it's a way that you have to direct to your coworkers. Is there anything that you can tell us about this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the way that we generally will be communicating, and it'll be the way that we'll be being effective while sharing ideas, thoughts, you know, everything that has to do with the industry that we work in. So it's core to know and to learn how to communicate with your coworkers, your boss, your leader, you know, your client, and other managers that you're working with. It's core to be able to share your ideas and your thoughts.
Yeah. I think the same. And it seems like it's a little bit difficult, but it's not. It's not like you have to choose the right words and be very like persuasive or something. You just have to be friendly, but don't talk like you're talking with a friend. You know, you have to make boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And it takes a little while. And if, you know, if you just graduated and you're going into business or working into a company, you need to know that it's something that you will learn along the way. You know, through your leaders, the way that your coworkers communicate, you'll start reflecting on that and learning from that as well. Something interesting that you were saying is it's not necessarily about only choosing the right words. Sometimes, you know, there's words that are helpful and that we can definitely use while being effective communicators. But it's also what you were saying, right? Being friendly, just trying to be as peaceful within communication as possible, but also being very assertive about what you're trying to communicate as well.
Yes, because you don't know how these words are going to make an impact to the other person. So you have to be educated, you have to be friendly, and you have to be open because probably you're talking with a person that has another culture, so you have to be respectful with everything. At the end, you're going to work with them, and I think you have to build a very good environment so you can work comfortable within there. Something that I wanted to point is that, for example, if you have a complaint, with who will you manage to talk? What would be the best way to make a complaint about something that is making you uncomfortable within the company?
Right. Well, I mean, it'll definitely depend on company policy, right? But if, you know, if you feel comfortable enough to approach your boss, that's the first person that I would go to, you know, to make a complaint about something. Not only am I comfortable approaching my boss, but I feel that in a communication way, we've built a relationship. And so I would be able to approach my boss and be able to voice my complaint.
Also, I think it's very important to make gossip around, you know?
Definitely, as always, if you're complaining about, I don't know, depends, right? If it's maybe a process, if it's a coworker, you definitely have to be delicate about the way in which you're going to be expressing it.
Because then if it is gossip, then people will start to talk about it and there could be some misunderstanding. So I think it's good to work it on the lay low and see what your boss says and make the whole process like with HR, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And before turning to a coworker and complaining, it's just better to directly go to your boss or go to your, you know, HR contact, point of contact to voice any type of concerns or complaints that you may have.
Do you think it will work the same way for confidential stuff?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, there's companies that have, when you're complaining, they have these policies of how to handle confidential information. If you're complaining about somebody who you're working with immediately or your immediate boss. So things are handled in the best way possible without causing too much damage to either party.
Perfectly. And I would like to talk about some effective communication stoppers, such as a lack of focus. What lack of focus is for you?
Lack of focus, for me, it's not being present in the moment. You need to be present in the moment to be able to lead any type of communication. And for it to be effective, you definitely have to be, you know, aware of where you are, what you're doing, the topic that you're handling, and the person that you're having a conversation with.
And what do you think will be the main difference between lack of focus and active listening? Because for me, it looked like they're the same, but we were talking before about this, and I know you have some points that are very important for this.
Being focused means being present, being in the active moment. Active listening is to be able to understand, to be aware of what the other person is trying to communicate. Usually people tend to be reactive. So when you're talking, you're already imagining, picturing what you're going to reply to the other person. And going through active listening means not necessarily doing that. It means being really aware of what the other person is telling you without you preparing beforehand to what you're going to reply. What do you think? Do you think that, you know, do you have a different idea of what listening is?
I think you make perfect and everything clear, but I also wanted to add another thing that I think it's a very, very huge stopper in the effective communication, that will be emotional intelligence. For example, if today I had an accident and I present to work, I think my communication will be not that effective as I didn't have that accident, you know? So I think it's very important for us to know when something is happening with a person and to know how to manage that, because if not, probably he's going to be in a bad humor or something that is going to be reflected in their work. What do you think about this?
I agree with you. Emotional intelligence definitely plays a huge part into it. And not only does it play a part in just in effective communication, it just definitely plays a part in just, you know, performing well and at work and other areas of life. But I found really interesting what you were mentioning. So what do you think a person can do to control their emotions, to be emotionally aware of what they're doing so that they can have effective communication?
I think if it's being a big, big stopper, you should go to your boss and ask him for a time, because if you can handle this situation, it's not reflecting the word that I'm looking for, is affect everything that you're working on that day. So if it's something that you cannot control, I think you should know when to ask your boss the day or something like that, you know, because there are things that you cannot control.
Definitely. I agree. You know, it's better to just not being able to perform or communicate in the way that you want to, and it'll ultimately affect your work. So yeah, definitely. I think that's a great approach to being able to just control your emotions. And I bring it up as usually people who come in and it's their first job. They find it really hard to communicate. They find it really hard to, how do I go about asking my boss about this? Or if I had a situation at home and something happened, how do I handle that situation? And it's good to know that, you know, if you can't, just be upfront about it, go to your boss, let them know, ask for a little bit of time so that you can get better. Usually that's part of leading effective communication.
And also, as you mentioned it, it looks like feedback is very important here, because as you said before, probably it's their first job, they don't know how to handle situations. So I think if they haven't handled a situation like this, probably a coworker or the boss can tell them how to do it and give some feedback so they can make things better, right?
Right, definitely.
I think feedback is very, very important in all these topics, because at the end of the day, feedback is the thing that is going to make the work to have better communication and make it effective.
I agree. And usually everyone, if you ask your coworker, your boss, they'll be able to give you feedback. Feedback is the one thing that we can go ahead and always ask for, and we'll always get an answer. So you can just go ahead and ask your boss, hey, how can I better communicate? What am I lacking in my communication so that I can get my point across, or so that I can get better at, you know, performing my job with my client, my end client, my candidates? You know, so feedback will definitely play a part into growing and learning about how to better communicate.
Yes, of course. At the end of the day, you want to upgrade yourself to a better worker, to a better human. And I think effective communication plays a very big part in this. So I think feedback at the end of the day is what makes us great.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, thanks everybody for listening, and let's hope to see each other again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ali.
Go farther with analysts. Thank you for tuning into the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the speed of you.